Peace and love, my people. This is Master Ty from Master Ty's Combat Calisthenics. Today, we're about to get busy with that negotiation motivation, all right? I know you're working your business and you're working your body, working out. So let's get ready to work out this negotiation motivation. I just put a little message on the Facebook that you got to be able to keep on learning as an entrepreneur, as a business owner. You got to make sure you learn from people smarter than you. So this is one of brothers that I'm networking with. His name is Andy. He's a storytelling expert. So this is what it's about, my people. Keep on learning, keep on earning. Here we go. So once again, right after this, we're going to get ready to go right into the negotiator.
It's either helping you or it is hurting you. And you say, well, Andy, what are you talking about? Let me talk to you about what you're doing every day. Every single day that you wake up, you are entering a negotiation with life. And throughout the day, every hour, every minute, you are entering a negotiation. You don't believe me? Listen to this. You're negotiating when you open up that fridge, what should I eat? You're negotiating whether or not you should stick to the diet and go to the gym. You're negotiating whether you're going to keep your word to your kids, your loved ones, your family member, your husband, your wife, your spouse, and someone who's significant for you. You're negotiating whether you're going to honor the commitments that you made to yourself. You're negotiating whether or not you're going to wake up and go for that morning run. Every single day, there is a negotiation that is taking place in your life. Now, here's the thing I want you to understand. Those negotiations are either helping you or those negotiations are hurting you. I'm going to say it again. Those negotiations are either helping you or they're hurting you. Let me tell you what prompted this message on my morning run this morning. I was laying in the bed and my bed was really cozy and comfortable, but I had set the intention with myself that I was going to get up pretty much every single morning and go for a run. And so there's a part of me, I look over at my wife, she's looking nice and cozy, the bed is nice and warm, the house is cold, and there's a part of me that just wants to lay down in the bed. And in that moment, I had to enter a negotiation. And the negotiation was, am I going to stay in the bed and remain comfortable, or am I going to get out of the bed and honor the commitment that I made to myself when I said I was going to wake up the next morning and go for a run? And so what I want you to understand is this. Every single day, every hour, and almost every minute of your life, you are entering a negotiation. And the only question is the thing that you're negotiating for bringing you closer to your goals and your dreams? Is the thing that you're negotiating for actually helping you and getting you closer to the things that you want to make happen? Or is it working against you? And so I want you to start thinking about that. Because I want you to understand something. It is happening in your mind every single day when you open up the fridge, when you're tackling your goals for the day, when you're making some things happen. Now, here's the thing. I want to let you in on some tips on how to win a negotiation. And how do you win a negotiation specifically with your own life? Now, let me tell you something. The reason why many of us lose the negotiations that we enter with life is because of this. Because we're not very clear on what we want. Listen, when you have two people who are entering a negotiation, when you enter a negotiation with life, the person who is most likely going to win the negotiation is the person who is clear on the thing that they want. Many of us do not win the negotiations that we enter with life because we are not clear on the things that we want. And so I want you to gain clarity, because you have to bring that clarity to the table so that you become non-negotiable. In other words, so that you know exactly what it is that you're demanding from yourself when it comes to your health, when it comes to your relationship, when it comes to your business, when it comes to all the things that you want to make happen. Listen, if this is making sense to you, say yes, this is making sense in the comment below. Do you get that? You have to be very crystal clear on the thing that you want, because it's going to be hard for you to have enough leverage in the negotiation if you're not clear. Listen, if you're wavering on the things that you want in your marriage, if you're wavering on the things that you want in your relationship, if you're wavering on the kind of spouse or the kind of person that you want to attract in your life, if you're wavering on what you want to do in your business, if you're wavering on whether or not you want the promotion or not, you're not going to create that thing. And so a key to negotiating with life is that you need absolute certainty. You need to become crystal clear on the things that you want. When you become crystal clear on the things that you want, now you begin to negotiate with life on a completely different level. The people who struggle and the people who are always compromising and the people who are ultimately oftentimes who are throwing in their hands, throwing in their chips, and not getting the things that they want in life is simply because of this. Why? It's because of the fact that they don't even know what it is that they want. Ben Stein said that the indispensable first step to getting the things out of that you want out of your life is to first decide what is it that you want. So whenever you're entering negotiations in life, number one, you've got to know what you want. Now, here's another thing that's super important for you to win the negotiations that you're entering in life. You have to understand up front that when you're entering a negotiation, you also need to know what you're willing to pay. What are you willing to pay for the thing that you want? Because at some point when you're entering a negotiation, something is going to be required of you. That is why it's called a negotiation. It is a give and a take. And so as you enter a negotiation with life, you have to figure out, what are you willing to pay? Are you willing to give up some sleep? Are you willing to make some more phone calls? Are you willing to face some more rejection? Are you willing to be criticized? Are you willing to step outside of your comfort zone? Are you willing to go in a different direction when everyone else is going in another direction? Are you willing to keep going at that wall over and over again, even though you've hit your head against that wall 1,000 times before? You need to decide up front what you are willing to pay. So not only do you need to be clear on the negotiation, but you also need to know what you're willing to pay. Do me a favor right now. If you're getting this, in the comment section, put hashtag pay, hashtag pay, hashtag pay. You have to know what you're willing to pay. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, you are wasting your time and you are wasting life's time if you are entering daily negotiations with life and you haven't determined upfront what you're willing to pay. Listen, the way that you get...
Okay, my people. So this is very important. I hope that you're enjoying the information. And don't forget, this is very important to be able to know where you want to go. This is why they call them goals. You got to know where you want to go. All right, my people, let's shoot inside of a boat and you don't know which way you're going. All right, you just letting the wind take you anywhere it want to take you. All right, my people. And don't forget, I talked about this in the other episode when we were talking about the importance of the mindset. We talked about the slight edge philosophy. And basically what we get out of the slight edge philosophy, which also ties into Kaizen, which is constant and never ending improvement, which is also a Japanese philosophy. And basically that means that you need to take a step every day in that direction. Once again, take a small, consistent step daily in that area of your life that you're trying to accomplish the thing, but not only the step. We also was talking about the importance of the mental step, which is what philosophy or what word do I have? Aside from the goal, you also need to have a mindset. You need to have, I'll get out the scripture. I might have to write down the scripture in accordance to my goal. I walk by faith and not by sight is one. I might have another one where I say I can do all things in Christ. And then get it moving after the prayer. Because we know that faith, that's right. If you have faith, it requires action. And the Bible tells us that faith without works is dead. So my people, I hope this is helping you. If you need some more information about the slight edge philosophy or the Kaizen philosophy, don't forget, it works if you work it. I used it in combat. And I also was able to use this in business. And you can use it in your business if you need it. But let's get back into the negotiator. And if you need some free stuff, make sure you hit me up too, because we're giving out some freebies this week. Hit me up at masterTYE811@gmail.com, or you can hit me up here, send me a message here, or you can hit me up at Instagram at masterTYE29.
When you're entering a negotiation is that you absolutely must know what you're willing to pay. You have to know up front, I'm willing to stay up late, I'm willing to wake up early, I'm willing to put in more time, I'm willing to put in more work. You have to determine up front what you are willing to pay up front. So that way, when life demands of it, in the middle of your negotiation, you can say, I'm willing to do that. Without wavering, without guessing, and without saying, hey, I got to come back and think about it. So you need to determine upfront what you're willing to pay. Now, here's the third thing that's super, super important. okay? Whatever it is that you're willing to pay must be realistic and equitable. And so when you say, Andy, what do you mean by that? Here's what the issue is. Some of us, we got a big dream, a big goal, a big vision, something really huge that we want to do in our lives. But then when life asks us, well, what are you willing to pay? We say, well, I'm willing to pay just a little bit. I'm willing to put in just a little bit of work. I'm willing to get just a little uncomfortable. Let me tell you what happens when you enter a negotiation and one of the parties is being unrealistic. When you enter a negotiation and somebody is making a low ball offer, when you enter a negotiation and somebody is making it clear that they're seriously not serious, when you enter a negotiation and somebody is clearly demonstrating that they're not willing to pay a realistic price, the other party begins to ignore the party that is trying to negotiate with them. And so I'm telling you right now, I used to do a lot of real estate investing. When you are selling a property or you're attempting to buy a property, if you make a lowball offer, I mean a stupid, ridiculous offer, oftentimes whoever you make the offer to is so insulted, they're not even willing to respond. And let me help you to understand something. Life is the same way. When you've got a big dream, you got a big vision, you got a big goal, and then life says, well, what are you willing to pay? And you say, well, I'm willing to get a little uncomfortable. I'm willing to pay just a little bit. I'm willing to make just tiny investments. Life eventually looks at you and says, you know what? You're seriously not serious. And so life does not respond on your request. Life no longer wants to enter a negotiation with you. And so if you want to keep the communication lines open with life, then you've got to make sure that whatever it is that you're requesting, whatever it is that you want, that you're willing to make an equitable exchange, a reasonable exchange based off of the thing that you say that you want. This is huge. This is huge because there's too many people who are coming to the negotiation table of life and they're not willing to really pay a realistic price for the thing that they want. And so here's what I want you to know. First of all, do me a favor. If you're getting some value from this, hit the share button because I know there's somebody that you're connected to. They must hear this message. Let me recap for you real quick. Every single day in life, you are entering a negotiation. And every negotiation that you enter is either getting you closer to your goals and your dreams, or it's pulling you away from your goals and your dreams. You're negotiating what to eat. You're negotiating what to wear. You're negotiating where to go. You're negotiating what deals to pursue. You're negotiating whether or not you pursue your goals and your dreams. You're negotiating what you do in your business. You're negotiating what you do in your careers. You're negotiating what you do within the context of your relationships. And every single one of those negotiations that you're entering is either bringing you closer to the thing that you want or pulling you away. Now, the key to winning those negotiations is, number one, you need absolute clarity on what it is that you want. You cannot get the leverage that you need for your negotiation when it comes to your business, your finances, your health, and the things that you want if you are not crystal clear on the things that you want. The person who wins the negotiation is the person who is clearest on the thing that they want. Number two, super important, is you must make the decision up front what you are willing to pay. You must know up front what you're willing to pay. Am I willing to get uncomfortable? Am I willing to wake up earlier? Am I willing to face more rejection? Am I willing to invest more money? You must determine up front what you are willing to pay. It is going to give you leverage, right? Because you do not want to tell life, oh, let me think about it. Oh, you say you